Okay, hi. Welcome back, or actually, welcome to my first episode of Curious Podcast, starring me, George Escobar. So, I'm basically just a high schooler, and that's all you need to know. So, today, I'm going to be talking about The Great Gatsby. And, basically, what The Great Gatsby is, it's a book that was written, like a century ago, and it was written by a man named F. Scott Fitzgerald, and it's just an old book about how things used to be back then, but it was in a different perspective. And so the title of my written task is Gatsby's Death. And it basically just talks about Gatsby and his death up until his funeral, and some background information about Myrtle's death. So, the day is September 1st, 1922, and the man known as Jay Gatsby has died today in a tragic way. He was found dead in his pool with a gunshot wound in his chest, and a man known as George Wilson was also found with a gunshot wound in his head and a gun beside him. Police are saying that it might have been a murder-suicide, but not a lot is yet known at the moment, as the police won't give out any other information and they're further investigating. They're not letting anyone enter, and the police are keeping a good look at the place while they're investigating and coming up with final conclusions. They have warned nearby residents to lock their homes and to stay indoors, although they do not believe that this will happen again. Gatsby was a resident of West Egg and had a mansion where numerous parties were being held. Not much is known about Gatsby, other than the fact that he was a rich man and that he appeared out of nowhere. It is also unknown to people why he hosts so many parties. People say it's because he's giving back to the community, or he's just trying to show off, as many West Eggers do. But we don't have the answers, and it may never be known why he does it. Wilson, unlike Gatsby, is well known, especially in his neighborhood. George Wilson, on the other hand, was a poor mechanic who lived with his wife, Myrtle Wilson, who had died just 3 days earlier in August 9th, 1922, in a hit-and-run. During that day, the accident happened at night. There were rumors circulating saying that Gatsby was the one that was driving the car that ultimately killed Myrtle. Witnesses said that Myrtle was seen running into the street and was ultimately killed by the car that did not stop at all and just kept driving away. There were also witnesses saying that the car that hit Myrtle was yellow. A man who didn't want to disclose his name told us that it was a yellow car, big yellow car, new. Another fact is that Gatsby has a yellow car, so there could be a connection to these events and could also explain the murder-suicide. Witnesses also said that Mrs. Wilson was instantly killed by the car crash. Another man who wanted to stay private told us that the auto hitter instantly killed. Not much more is known about her death, and police are still investigating today, but the next lead might be the murder-suicide. And more about Gatsby. He lived in a mansion all to himself and held parties at his house nonstop. His mansion was worth so much money that it is not known how much exactly it cost to build and maintain. We can also assume that he was very wealthy, since he had always held parties and they never stopped, and so he had to pay so much money to keep them going, but the money never ran out. Recently, before his death, however, his parties had seemed to stop for no apparent reason. He stopped hosting parties and even fired some staff, and the cause is not known why. Police are investigating to see if there are any connections between these two things. Sources believe that Gatsby has been going out with a man named Nick Carraway. There's going to be a funeral held soon, and we hope to see many people there, and of course Nick Carraway, so that he can talk on behalf of his friend. The day is September 6, 1922, and to our surprise and horror, it seems that nearly no one has attended Gatsby's funeral. There were some workers of his, a man simply known as Owl Eyes, Nick Carraway, and to our surprise, Gatsby's own father, Henry Gatz. We interviewed Nick today, and it turns out that he actually lived next to Gatsby's mansion in a small cottage in West Egg. Nick also told us that he was a great man, he didn't make the best choices, but he was only intending on making the right decisions and didn't mean any harm. Nick was indeed friends with Gatsby, and it seemed that he thought highly of Gatsby. He also told us that they hung out all the time that Nick went out with Gatsby and knew him. He thought he was a peculiar but a good person. He also said that there were surprising things about him, and when we asked if we could know as well, he declined. We asked to have a word with Henry, but the only thing he told us was, "I'm proud of him, especially since he became a millionaire with almost nothing to his name." From this, we can assume that Gatsby really was spectacular. Maybe even great, huh? Anyways, he had a big mansion all to himself and held expensive parties, and he didn't have anything to his name, but really did build everything from the ground up. Well, that's basically my written task and the end of my podcast, my first podcast. And thank you for listening, and maybe subscribe, and I might make more. Who knows? Bye.